This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, his Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it. Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes they never thrilled her. But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappie. If he comes chug chuggy in his old bits buggy, Bo Peep will be happy. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep. Her boyfriend made an error. He let her drive. Goodness sakes alive, that Bo Peep, she's a terror. With throttle pushed down, she tore through town. The red lights didn't stop her. The soldier knew that they both were through, and she sideswiped a copper. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep. Oh my, why must her joy end? Now her little Jeep is laying in a heap, and the guardhouse has her boyfriend.
Hello, amigo.
All right, welcome back to a new episode of Cuckoo Bananas.
Variety Hour!
Ooh, that was a loud one.
You got one.
Judging by that first song, I bet you some people could figure out what we're going to be talking about. It's not trans...
Jeep episode!
No, it's not a Jeep episode. That would be really hard. An hour of Jeep songs. But... You're warm. What is it, Jake? What are we talking about?
Car songs.
Car songs. Yeah, that's a lot easier to fill an hour with. There's lots of car songs in the world.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start with a classic car song. If you think about children's music, this might be the first car song you think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's an oldie, but a goodie.
A oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Cause you...
No, it's not that. That's for the candy episode. it's a Woody Guthrie song from about 80 years ago called Riding in My Car.
Riding in my car down in the street.
Nope.
I crash into a bozo.
This is for Woody. I'll take you riding in my car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. Riding in my car. Boys and girls, sing a little song. Boys and girls, you sing a little song. Boys and girls, sing a little song when you're riding in my car. The horn goes beep beep, horn goes beep beep, horn goes beep beep when you're riding in my car. Engine goes brr brr, engine goes brr brr, engine goes brr brr when you're riding in my car. I wanna sit in the back seat, I wanna sit in the front seat, front seat, back seat when you're riding in my car. Tell you what I do, I'll drive so fast. Tell you what I do, I'll drive so fast. Tell you what I do, I'll drive so fast riding in my car.
Most everybody wants to drive a car.
But how many people really should?
It's for sure, not maybe, that a grown-up baby doesn't belong behind the wheel. And the boy who blows his cup every time he has to stop can't drive on an even keel. Silly so-and-so who thinks he has to show how loud his tires squeal. He's just about as bad as the dull-witted lad who thinks every other driver is a heel.
When a hothead gets behind the wheel, he can be pretty dangerous.
And that's exactly why studies are being made on the behavior patterns of drivers.
It's for sure, not maybe, that a grown-up baby doesn't belong behind the wheel. And the boy who blows his cup every time he has to stop can't drive on an even keel. The silly so-and-so who thinks he has to show how loud his tires squeal. Just about as bad as the dull-witted lad who thinks every other driver is a heel. He thinks every other driver is a heel. He thinks every other driver is a heel.
All right, that was our first set of car songs. And we forgot to mention what we played right off the top of the show. Do you remember what that very first song was there, Ollie?
Oh, yeah. Little Bo Peep lost her, not sheep, but a Jeep.
Yep. And she crashed up the Jeep and got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That was by Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
No wonder.
No wonder what?
That is by Spike Jones. He's like, does like crazy songs.
Yeah, he always does goofy songs, hey? And that's why we love him on this show. And then we had a Woody Guthrie song, but sung by Donovan in the 60s. And a lot of you kids out there might have recognized that song because it's a very popular song. You ever heard that one before, Ollie?
The one that sung by Donovan?
Yeah.
No.
No? New to you?
Until now.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And then finally, we heard a song from one of my favorite records that I have. The record's called Chevrolet Sings of Safe Driving and You. And that song was called Grown Up Baby. And basically, it's about how, you know, a grown-up baby shouldn't be driving a car. You got to act responsible when you're behind the wheel. Right?
What's a grown-up baby?
Like, you know, when a kid starts driving at the age of 16 and if they want to, like, you know, rev their engine, drive too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Try to impress people. They're acting like a baby, you know? So it's a whole album of, I guess, songs made for teenagers who are just starting to drive and how to be a safe driver. But they're pretty catchy songs, and that's, like, that's very fast banjo work. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Guy's got lightning fingers, that guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next, we've got a song called I've Got a Tiger in My Tank.
What?
What do you think that means?
Oh, like the wheels sometimes sound like a growl, maybe?
Hmm, that's a good idea. Well, if you had a tiger in your gas tank, how do you think your car would drive?
Really fast?
Yeah, yeah. I think that used to be a slogan for an old gas station slogan, and so these people turned it into a song. A band called The Intimates turned it into a song. And then we got a little commercial from the Mars Production Library, and then a song called Mr. Hot Rod. And these two songs are kind of like the opposite of the song we just listened to. The last song was about, like, hey, don't be a hot rod and hothead. And then these two songs are all about hot rodding. What do you think it means to hot rod?
Be crazy in driving?
Yeah, well, a hot rod is like a souped-up car.
Oh, yeah. Like those, like, fancy ones?
Yeah. Really fancy, souped-up car. And then...
they're really fast.
Yeah. And a long time ago in the 60s, you know, kids would soup up their hot rods and then go drag racing illegally, which is not allowed, right? And get into trouble. So these two songs are kind of about that. That whole fad.
By kids, do you mean like young adults or teenagers?
Yeah, I mean teenagers, yeah.
Ah.
Not kids like you. You would never drag race.
9-year-olds just driving a bunch of hot rods around the place.
That would be big trouble.
Mr. Hot Rod.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, I'm a hot rod.
I wear black denim trousers, no cuffs, man, no cuffs. I wear motorcycle boots, but I have shoelaces. I can juice any jug, dim any can, bore any floor, jump any lump, pop any pot, rack any pack, kill any mill. Something for one thing. I ain't got a driver's license. Like it was till the buzz does. Cause
they call him Mr. Hot Rod, the Kooky King. Mr. Hot Rod.
I run like anything, boy. I don't lay down no rubber. I ain't never shut down cause I never shut off. I'm a hero with a hole in Henry. A good scene with the cherry machine. Number one in the group with a little new scoop. I'm a sizzler with a chiseler. Okay with a stingray, a mess with a Corvette. One thing, I ain't got a car. The wheels, man.
They call him Mr. Hot Rod. Dragon hands, Mr. Hot Rod.
The work is Doyle's friend.
The bravest basher blowing.
Boy, pull a soul out of the hole, feeling great, out of the gate, full of gas, ready to pass. I pull more with four to the floor. I never run behind, cause when I make out five wide, boy, when I make one thing, I ain't got a mind. Yeah, I'm a hot rod, boy, 100% genuine.
Cuckoo banana brown.
All right. We're back with more car songs. And the next two are pretty funny. They use car sound effects to make the songs.
That's funny.
Yeah. Jake, can you do any car sound effects? Nice. Yeah, you can do this trick.
Did that work?
Ooh, a haunted car. Jake, how about a car horn?
That's a kind of weird one.
Let's hear yours.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep,
boop, beep, beep. Beep,
beep. Beep. That sounds more like a constipated duck.
You're grounded.
He's kidding.
It is like a duck.
Well, let's hear some real
quack, quack, quack.
Car sound effect songs up next.
Instead of just annoying sound effects.
Yeah, these are annoying sound effects.
Oh,
So that last song was Delia Derbyshire. Is that what it sounded like to you?
Yep.
That song was called Know Your Car. And she was an early electronic music maker.
To me, it sounded more like retro video game sounds. So.
Yeah. Well, she used synthesizers and cut up tapes and stuff to make her songs. So,
there's synthesizers before video games?
Yep. There was synthesizers before video games.
What? Then your synthesizers sewer.
They seem
super
pretty
old.
High tech, though.
What?
Synthesizers.
Yeah.
Then your synthesizer is old.
But also, video games are pretty complicated to make.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed.
And sets.
They needed to make small circuits before they could make video games.
I watched this video on YouTube where this guy restores a junk game, color Game Boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Makes it work again?
Yeah, he, fixes the, cleans up the plastic and gets a new sticker for the back. And he, actually fixes up the, board, the, whatever it's called, I forget.
Circuit board?
Yeah, circuit board.
And what does that have to do with cars?
I don't know, we just started talking about video games.
Like we always do.
Because you started it, Ollie.
And the first song in that set was a song called Lonesome Road. And that song was written 94 years ago, something like that. And have you ever heard that song before?
The car one?
Yeah. Did it ring a bell?
Not really.
Not really. And it's not really that good because it doesn't sound like a car.
Oh, I'm talking about the first one we were listening to.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
yeah,
a car.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell or sound like a car.
Well, it sounds like an old-timey car, like Archie's jalopy.
Kind of.
Anyways, I was going to say, that song is famous, and I was just reading up on it, and it's been recorded over 200 times.
Why? For all the records that they make?
Yeah, there's been 200 different covers of it in the past 94 years.
That's so much, dude!
And the guys who wrote it, I've never heard of them, and you probably haven't either, but they were super famous in their time, and they sold over 80 million records.
It's hard to be famous.
I wouldn't know.
Well, you kind of are.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not trying to compliment you. I would never compliment you.
How do you figure I'm famous?
We have our own radio show.
Yeah.
It's popular.
And speaking of famousness, this next song is a little bit famous. It's a famous funny song called...
Famous funny song? This is not even going to be funny.
It is. If you listen to the story, it's pretty funny. Yeah. Beep, beep. You remember this one?
Kind of.
It's a story about two cars racing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't ruin the ending.
Okay.
And then we'll hear a song called Drive My Car by the Rainbow Folly.
Beep, 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 beep.
And then we're going to hear a song from the movie Herbie the Love Bug. And when we come back, we can hear what you guys thought about that movie. We watched it last night.
I love that show. Just watch the movie, I mean.
Okay, well, we'll get your review once we come back from these three songs.
Recommended.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Car went into passing gear and we took off with gusts. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second?
I guess it's not gonna do just like a car. Ahora que nos separamos, el arco iris se llevó mi corazón.
Okay, so that first song we heard was Beep Beep by the Playmates. And, you know, it's funny because at the end of the song, the slower car was only in second gear, so he could have even gone faster if he wanted to, right?
Yeah.
And so we looked up what a Nash Rambler car looks like, and we got some pictures here. Do you think it looks like a cool car, Ollie?
Yeah, really fancy.
Yeah.
Well, probably not back then, but...
Yeah, that's funny. It's like, it sounds like they're kind of making fun of this car in that song. But to our eyes now, it looks like a really fancy car.
Yeah. You can actually see some people who have those, but they have to be pretty rich people. Because if you sold one that actually survived that long, mm-hmm. it'd be like millions of dollars.
I don't know about millions, but definitely
hundreds,
thousands. Maybe. Which year do you like best out of all these ones?
I like the black ones the most. Yeah, because they're all shiny. I like them.
Oh, 1953. Oh, yeah, I like this 1953 one, too. White and red. It looks cool.
Yeah, 1953 ones. And look at that 1953 turquoise one.
Ooh, Canadian Nash Rambler.
Hmm.
And then what was that final song we heard there, Ollie?
The final song? That was called Herbie. And it was
Herbie
from
the
movie Herbie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Fiesta remix.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Of the Herbie the Love Bug theme, yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of the movie without giving any spoilers, all right? Don't tell the kids at home how the movie ends in case they want to watch it. But
ratings?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe about five. I rate it 5.
It's, out of 5?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow. How about you, Jake? How many stars? How many stars do you give Herbie the Love Bug out of five?
Five is the highest that you can.
Five.
Whoa! Perfect movie.
Well, for back then, that was pretty good. Good effects, actually.
Too. Yeah, good effects. I was entertained. I liked it even more than I thought I was going to. I thought it was really funny, and there's actually kind of some beautiful parts. You know, when the guy's sad and walking through the foggy streets, I thought that was really pretty.
When me and Rowan heard the name of it, me and Rowan were like, "Oh no," because we know that most of Daddy's music is like Daddy's movies aren't the best though. But that one was pretty good.
What was your favorite part?
All the racing parts.
Oh yeah.
That Mexican part was kind of bad. It was kind of like the derby racing.
Demolition derby racing, yeah.
Because he used to do that before he did racing. So.
Yeah, at the very beginning of the movie.
I like that part too.
It showed like a bunch of cars like colliding together.
Yeah, really crazy footage from demolition derbies.
But there's one guy I don't like. It's the bad guy that... His name is
Peter Thorndike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always does tricks.
Yeah. And you kids at home might remember that actor from Mary Poppins, if you've ever seen that movie. He's the dad in Mary Poppins.
Yeah. He has that slick mustache thing. It's like one of those kind of like thin and separated.
Yeah. So, Jake, what was your favorite part of the Herbie movie?
When he was running through the fog.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a sad part, though.
Yeah, but it was actually, like, beautiful.
That's true.
And Peter Thorndike, the actor of that guy, he's basically the rich person in every movie. Because this movie, he's like a rich, spoiled brat guy who owns a bunch of cars. And in the... Mary Poppins movie, he's like this other rich businessman guy.
Mm-hmm. He does kind of look like a pompous British guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What do we have next?
Serves you right.
We got some more commercials for you.
Yeah.
And, we've got the car music from The Price is Right.
Serves you right in the car?
No, that's a commercial.
Okay.
But we've got... Ed Kalehoff, one of my favorites, he wrote all the music for Price is Right. And we have his famous car music from 1972.
Is he the one who did the theme song for it?
Yep.
That one's good.
Very catchy song.
Yeah.
Oh, and then another one of my favorite, let's see. We're going to hear another jingle, a jingle called Car from an album called Jingles 2. After that.
Don't worry, it's not a Christmas one. If it was, I'd be like plugging my ears like as tight as I could.
For a sandwich or a pickup meal, don't get out of the car, stay behind the wheel. Our drive-in restaurant serves you right in the car and serves you what you want.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Now, recently you guys got some Lego sets. You want to tell us all about it?
Yes. So my Lego set is actually one of those Lego sets that turns into a bunch of things. It can turn into a helicopter, a raft, and a Jeep. So right now I have it in the Jeep form. And we got the Lego sets from Jake's old daycare person. Mm-hmm. And she gave them to us. And we got to build
out of the store.
No, from their basement. They bought it from the store, but then they never used it and gave it to us.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Very kind gesture. That's fun, eh? Surprise present.
And coincidentally, there's three of them.
Yeah. So have you made all three sets?
I've only made the helicopter and the jeeps. I haven't done the raft because it's a bunch of little stuff.
In the raft one?
Yeah.
A raft doesn't sound very complicated, but is that actually fancier than I'm imagining?
No, it's just a piece of flat Lego with these blocks that look like wood.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a raft, like, and some waterfalls and flowers.
Oh, cool. Now, you may have heard in the background something that sounded like a car horn. Jake found a Chinese flute that he thinks sounds like a car horn. Do you want to play it for us, Jake?
Actually, I do.
Well, let's hear it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's broken at the moment, though.
Yeah, it only makes that one note.
It got delivered cracked.
Yeah. Okay, so we got two more songs to play here, and one of them was a suggestion from Grandpa. Yeah.
Grandpa.
One of our faithful listeners, Grandpa, heard that we were going to be doing a car episode, and he sent us a list of car songs that he came up with. So we decided to play one called Cadillac Boogie, which sounds a lot like Cab Calloway's song called The Calloway Boogie.
They're very similar titles.
Yeah, and a very similar song. So I thought maybe this guy copied Cab Calloway, but then I looked it up and this song came out first, so I think maybe Cab Calloway
copied it.
Actually copied Jimmy Liggins. This was a big hit for Jimmy Liggins, the Cadillac Boogie. But before that, we're going to hear one of my favorite guys, Lee Dorsey, singing his song My Old Car. And I think we played this actually on our transportation episode, but I just love Lee Dorsey so much, I gotta play him.
Calloway Boogie.
Yeah, you probably heard of this because we played it on like few episodes.
Boogie.
Probably only one.
Galloway Boogie.
But it might be familiar to you.
20 long miles from town, my old car broke down. The clutch is shot and the sun is so hot. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 19 miles from town, my old car broke down. The battery's dead, man, like I said. Oh, what I'd give to be home. 18 miles from town, my old car broke down. The fan belt's slipping and the engine's missing. Oh, what I'd give to be home, resting my bones. 17 miles from town, my old car broke down. Just my luck, I got the fuel pump stuck. Oh, what I'd give to be home.
With the sun so high up in the sky,
and I'm trying to get home to my baby.
But when I get that far, I'm gonna pay this car.
It's got to go, it's got to go, and I don't mean maybe.
16 miles from town,
my old shot broke down. My tire's down, no spare around. Oh, what I'd give to be home.
battery's dead, man, like I said. Oh, what I'd give to be home. I had to have a boogie with the woogie wouldn't wait. Brought me in long black cap like eight. It's all reeked, solid streamline. I'll joy jumping Cadillacs on time. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Ugh, 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 I. Ugh, 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 I. Look out, geet, don't be late. This roving cat's got a cap like eight. Air foam cushions and a modern design. V8 motor body Fleetwood line. He's rolling, Jack, making time. That cat's purring, got eight kittens crying. It's the Cadillac boogie. Yeah, it's the Cadillac boogie. It's the Cadillac boogie. Boogie woogie rolling along. Around town and want to make a date. Get you a long black cap like eight. Get to cruising, boy. Fall on the scene. Gals will start jumping, your money'll be green. There's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Now that you have dug this Cadillac gate, help Cat Daddy don't miss no dates. Traveling man, curving ground, picking up all the fine chicks in town. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Roll the boogie!
Well, and I know I say this every episode, but we're running out of time.
Classic.
We've got time for just one more song.
It's really classic.
And it's from one of my favorite songwriters, Joe Jack Talcum.
Joe Jack Talcum.
And he's got a song called Come Ride My Funny Car.
Hey, it's funny that it says Talcum and Powders in it.
Yeah, Talcum and the Powders. Now, what's a funny car, you may ask?
A car that looks funny?
Kind of. They're racing cars. But racing cars that, for drag racing, that people just kind of soup up themselves. So they can actually look like a lot of different things.
So they're basically just cars like Herbie, like little bugs?
Yeah. They kind of look like a car you might see in the street, except that they're souped up and they have a huge motor and they're for racing.
So, like, if they still did drag racing now, it'd be like if you saw a normal car, like our van or something, it'd just be a souped up version.
Yeah, I don't think there's such a thing as a souped up minivan, but maybe. That'd be funny.
That'd be cool. You just see a tiny minivan riding in a racetrack. It's going like super speed.
Well, and they're still doing funny car drag racing. And so we were looking at all these champions over the years, and look at this. This one guy named John Force was winning all of the cups.
Look at, like, he won the 1991 one, the 1990, probably some other ones. And he said he won the 1995, 1996, 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006.
No, 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 no. Oh. He didn't win 2003. Don't forget about Tony Pedragon.
Oh, yeah. Then he skipped a year and won 2004.
It says down here he won 16 championships. Wow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
His car must be really souped up.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder what kind of car he was driving around. Anyways, that's it for car songs for us. So let's listen to some Joe Jack Talcum on our way out. Any final words?
No.
No?
Strange kid.
Clarify the natural laws of motion.
And in order to adapt driving to these laws, man has come up with some common sense rules of his own.
For the good of all concerned, we have many driving rules, and we'd be a lot of fools if we ignored them. Safety rules that should be learned to avoid the danger zones, for without the rules, we're only rushing toward them. So when you're on the road, keep to the right. Keep the traffic that's around you well in sight. Know who has the right of way. Passing on the left's okay, just as long as there's no solid line beside you. Don't forget about your speed and the distance you may need, and when you're in doubt, these safety rules will guide you. Will guide you. These safety rules will guide you. Safety rules.
rules that should be learned to avoid the danger zones. For without the rules, we're only rushing toward them.
So when you're on the road, keep to the right. Keep the traffic that's around you well in sight.
Know who has the right of way. Passing on the left's okay, just as long as there's no solid kind beside you. Don't forget about your speed and the distance you may need. And when you're in doubt, these safety rules will guide you. Will guide you.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.